Enriched uranium fuel assemblies used in nuclear reactors have a finite lifespan. They are routinely replaced roughly every 18 months. Used assemblies go into what's called a spent fuel pool, where they are submerged in a 40-foot pool of water for 5 years prior to being transferred into a dry cask made of concrete and steel. But Indian Point 3 is running out of space. The pool almost filled. Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman Neil Sheehan.
The reality is, when these plants were first built, the idea was always that the fuel at some point would be removed either to a federal repository or recycled. Recycling was actually barred back during the Carter administration because of concerns about the proliferation of nuclear materials. So that's off the table. The nuclear power plant operators really have no choice at this point but to look for ways to store the material on site as safely as possible.
Entergy Nuclear, which owns Indian Point, just received the go-ahead to begin moving spent fuel out of its number 3 reactor over to the storage site at number 2 for long-term storage. Entergy says all of the fuel number 3 has used since it came online in 1975 is still on site. Sheehan says it must be removed so that the reactor can be refueled.
They are going to look to begin moving the fuel under this new plan in August. We have had inspectors there observing dry runs. We'll continue to do that. And then, of course, we'll have inspectors on hand when they actually start to move the fuel.
Entergy has applied for 20-year extensions of each reactor's 40-year licenses. The NRC is reviewing the applications, but now a U.S. Court of Appeals has ruled the NRC has to take the hazards of on-site storage into account in considering relicensing the plants. Last week, Riverkeeper, Clearwater, and New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman filed a challenge with the NRC, questioning the environmental review of the applications. Riverkeeper staff attorney Deborah Brancato argues the review is now incomplete because it does not address nuclear waste storage.
From Riverkeeper's perspective, we've long been of the mind that the densely packed spent fuel pools at the facility, that fuel should be moved to dry cask, which is what they're doing at this time. And essentially that, you know, it's long been our position that storing thousands of tons of nuclear fuel in these pools is just unsafe the way it's done at Indian Point in a very dense, highly packed scenario, and that it just poses an undue risk to the public for various environmental and safety reasons.
Neil Sheehan tells WAMC the pools and dry casks are safe and that the NRC is reviewing the court decision. Entergy spokesman Jerry Nappi was not available for comment, but recently told the media that there is no indication there will be any delay in obtaining the license renewals. Across the United States, there are 104 reactors on 68 sites providing electricity through nuclear power. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.